Radio Prague News. Several heads of state and government have confirmed participation in a planned meeting between US President Barack Obama and Central and East European leaders in Prague next week. The former Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek is to resign as head of the centre-right Civic Democratic Party just 2 months before a general election. And there is continuing controversy over the appointment of Jiří Pernes as head of the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes. Several heads of state and government have confirmed participation in a planned meeting between US President Barack Obama and Central and East European leaders in Prague next week. Among the first to confirm participation were the Hungarian Prime Minister Gordon Bajnai, the Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, and Romania's President Constantin Stefanoe. According to the CTK news agency, leaders from Poland, Slovakia, Slovenia, Bulgaria, Croatia, and the Baltic states have also been invited to the meeting with President Obama. President Barack Obama and his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev are due to sign a nuclear arms reduction treaty in Prague on Thursday. Bilateral talks with Czech officials are also on the agenda. The former Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek said on Thursday he would resign as head of the centre-right Civic Democratic Party just 2 months before a general election. He told reporters he would resign from his post after an April 12th meeting of the party leadership. Topolánek already quit as the party's election leader last week after a series of scandals that have alienated his party colleagues and damaged the party's standing before the vote. The post of party leader will be taken up by Deputy Chairman Petr Nečas, who is leading the party into the May elections. Jiří Pernes has become head of the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes. His first day in office was marked by continuing controversy over his appointment, with three members of the council refusing to acknowledge him in the post. The head of the council, Nadezhda Kavalírová, refused to sign the papers confirming his appointment. And two other members, the former dissident and writer Jiří Grúša and military historian Eduard Stehlík, resigned their seats on the council in protest. Jiří Pernes lost their support after it emerged that he had taken evening classes at the Communist Academy of Marxism and Leninism. The International Monetary Fund said late Wednesday it had signed an agreement with the Czech Republic to borrow up to 1.3 billion euros to boost its lending capacity. The group of 20 developed and developing countries committed in April of 2009 to triple the IMF's resources so that the Washington-based institution would be better positioned to help struggling member nations amidst the global economic crisis. To date, 17 IMF members, including 11 EU countries, have signed agreements with a fund to increase its financing capacity, either through direct loans or bond purchases. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be clear to partly cloudy, with day temperatures between 9 and 13 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.